Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks to Josie there for joining us. We were super late, Crowder. Super late.
You'll give Josie 5 minutes. That's the hello with Joe. Goodness gracious.
Josie would have kept going about Reggie Wayne. I bet you had stats on Reggie Wayne had we asked him.
Bro, I'm serious. 8 hours with Joe on Sunday night, it was something else. That man had so much damn information in his mind, I was taken back.
Yeah, man, he is something else. Crowder and Solana here. I'm filling in for Hawk. Hawk is out through next week. And this is something I wanted to let listeners know. So I'm going to get the headlines. We have Lee Sterling coming up shortly. I'm going to make headlines quick. Again, we're running a little bit behind schedule. But next week, we're going to do, Crowder, and you know this, we're going to do like a best of week. So it's summer. It's the week leading into Dolphins training camp. Not too much going on other than the Olympics and Marlins baseball, of course. So we're going to do like a best of week. So I want people to text in 786-360-0790. Text in what you want to hear. We have a whole list of new best of material that really happened over the course of the past couple weeks, Crowder, that we're going to get to. But man, there's so many things. Like, I was looking at the list earlier today. There's so many things that we haven't played in years. Like, even before I was on the show, like your story of going to Costa Rica, the poo-poo inodoro story. Like, awesome. There are so many things. Like you going to jail, the orange, somebody taking your orange.
Big
like
Butch.
Right. Like there's so many things that we haven't played in forever. So next week we're going to dedicate, obviously something big happens, we'll be here, we're going to cover it. But for the most part, like, we're going to treat it as like a full week of best of Hawkman and Crowder. That way it's a fun week. There's not too much going on. So it'll be a really fun week.
I listen every. I asked y'all before, is it lame? Whenever we do a best of, I listen to the show just to laugh, which is I guess is kind of lame.
It is. Like, I do the same thing. It is a little
okay,
lame.
Okay.
But next week will be fun. I guarantee it. Again, text in 786-360-0790. I'll start writing some of these down here in the break. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, he's going to join us in the next segment. I will get to headlines here. The Marlins will play tonight, 7:10 p.m. It's game 2 of 4 versus the San Diego Padres tonight at Lone Depot Park.
Yep, Jazz is back.
Yes, sir. Maybe not tonight, though. Maybe not tonight, but it looks like he's going to be back eventually. The Hurricanes, they dismissed Avante Williams, Crowder, from their football team. This happened like right after we got off the air yesterday. And I think we both saw that coming after the accusations and what we read about the incident.
Manny Navarro, I believe I read it on his Twitter feed. If you want to get the details, and this is very justified of them getting rid of this young man, because it's pretty bad what I read about that.
The Indians, the Cleveland Indians, are changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians at the end of this year. So the Indians will be no more. They'll be the Cleveland Guardians. And the big news, we spoke to Joe Zagacki about it just a couple moments ago. Texas and Oklahoma, they intend to announce their decision to leave the Big 12 in favor of a move to the SEC, Crowder.
Everybody wants to be in the nicest neighborhood in the nation, don't they?
Round one of the NHL draft is tonight. That was cute. Round one of the NHL draft is tonight. The Florida Panthers picked 24th overall. Our guy Doug Plagans and Randy Moeller. They're going to have your coverage of the NHL draft tonight on 560 WQAM. It starts at 8, goes through 11 p.m. Again, the Panthers pick 24th overall. And your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Still partly cloudy. Looks like it's going to rain here in Kendall, which is where I'm situated. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. I'm excited, Crowder, to talk to Lee Sterling. I want to win some money. It's been a pretty good week, I think, this week for you guys, right? Other than the NBA Finals.
No.
So been a pretty bad week.
We need Lee's help. Yeah, no, we lost a lot on that last game.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, will join us here momentarily.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Everybody loves delicious food, and if you want it, you got to go to Delaware. I've been going there, no exaggeration. People ask me that. 17 years. I've been down here 17 years. I forgot who told me about it. If it was you, thank you so much. Been going there 17 years. It's family-owned and operated and been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters, shrimp, fish. They have so much venison, frog legs, duck. They have so much delicious food now. DelawareChicken.com. You see the entire menu, all the prices at DelawareChicken.com. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. They'll call you back when your order's ready. And when you get there, you don't even have to get out the car. You only have to turn your car off if you don't want to. Curbside delivery is available. If you want to go inside, go inside. Very friendly staff. I like to go inside and talk. I like to look at all the good food, pick out which sirloin I want, whichever way you want to go. Just get Delaware in your car, back to your house, and in the oven because it's going to be delicious. It's located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I just like staring at that beautiful meat behind the glass. It makes me excited. They have been giving South Florida. You're so nasty. You're nasty.
Hawk and Crowder.
I've been walking these streets so long. Come on, sing it, Crowder.
Singing the same old song.
Ooh, I need some help from Lee.
You do.
Ooh, we need some help. That NBA Finals weren't good for us.
I think the last bet you guys have won, at least that we've talked about on the show, was the under in the MLB All-Star break last week, Crowder.
That was us, too. Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. But ever since then, it's been downhill fast. I'm eating tuna tonight for dinner.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, he is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Hawk always reminds everybody that Lee doesn't get paid by us to come on. He doesn't pay us to come on. We just like talking to Lee Sterling, and he's joining us now. So, Lee, let me catch you up here. I think Hawk told you last Friday, the NBA Finals tied at 2 apiece. Phoenix takes a 2-0 lead. The Bucks come back tied at 2-2, and Hawk talked himself into taking the Bucks in 7 ahead of Game 5. And it's not really how it worked out. As you know, Milwaukee won in Game 6. So tough sledding for Hawk and Crowder. So help Crowder out because he needs to not eat canned tuna for the next couple weeks.
Can you imagine if they win that wager, they go wild. Probably spend a couple $100 at Bucky's.
That's right.
We would have been at Bucky's because Hawk, Hawk was jacked up about it, Lee. But yeah, and we had the biggest, point differential in the game being 16.5. They got to 13.
Oh, I saw it. I was rooting for you guys. I knew all about that. I mean, so close, but so it's back to 7-Eleven, a small Slurpee, maybe, some lightly salted peanuts. That's it, right?
That's it. No protein for me.
I don't know if you know this, and I think it might be Bobby Bowden And got to pay respect to him, even though I'm a Miami fan, have to respect him, and horrible to hear that news. But one of his great lines, I think one of his favorite things to do, one of his favorite meals was, I think, putting salted peanuts in, like, orange soda, like knee-high orange. And that, to him, was living the good life. So,
oh my God,
sometimes the little things, you know, when you grow up with not a whole lot of money, you got a lot of time on your hands, you know, I think that's one of the reasons. You may not like him as a coach, but one of the greatest individuals maybe we'll ever meet in the college coaching profession.
You said salted peanuts in orange soda. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, but I might try it in his honor today.
let us know how that goes, Lee.
Okay. And I have to say, I never thought that I'd miss Mark singing. I mean, if I lose, I'm going to blame it on that horrible performance on you guys.
Yeah. We kind of mailed it in there for you. I'm sorry. And the last Maybe thing, on the way out, on this. The way out, we'll make it up for you.
Okay. The last thing I will say is, so I was watching one of the videos, I think it was on Instagram, and I thought that you, Alex, had the advantage by playing in the J League and being a little younger, and that's your sport. But watching, you know, Channing shoot the basketball, I think even if you get healthy, you're in trouble.
Ow! I got a J, Lee. I got a J.
I can just say, you know, I can't tell you how to fix something, but I can tell you he's got a J, and you're not going to move him inside now. You're probably equal as far as moving around. So, you know, I don't see it, Alex. I'm sorry. I don't see you getting picked up in the NBA next year.
I just need a body of water somewhere within 10 feet of me and the basketball court, and that's it. That's Crowder's kryptonite. Any body of water, specifically a creek, as we like to call it, a creek, and yep. Crowder is just, he's dazed. He's confused. He has no idea what's going on. He gets PTSD.
If you do play at my house, at Sterling Stadium, the mean streets of Palmetto Bay, for three or four times, you might have a shot. So we'll see how that plays out.
Lee, again, we're talking to Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. We're just a couple days away from, or not a couple days, but a couple weeks away from college football season kicking off here. Now, UM, Alabama, September 4th. I don't know if that line is still 18 in favor of Alabama, but I do remember there was a time when you may or may not have come on these airwaves and said that UM has a chance. And I know that relies heavily on De'Ara King being healthy. Again, we're just a couple weeks away now. What's your gut telling you? Do you still feel like UM has a chance in that game?
Okay, so now I've gotten through probably 70 of the 130 teams and all the major conferences, and I've seen every spring game. I think Miami's got a shot. Now, if they played the sixth week of the season, I'd tell you probably not. But catching a new quarterback, and they're young, and I watched the spring tape, he can make some mistakes. So I think they got a chance. If they game plan, and I'm telling you right now, Alabama's going to run the ball more than they've ever run the football. So they're going to try to go against the Miami front seven, which I believe is their weakness. If Miami can take the lead, and I thought the game planning was really good against Clemson, just the fact they jumped off sides in that first series and allowed a fourth down to go for a touchdown, and then the double pass didn't get completed, and then the pouring rain. If they game plan like that and they take 7 to 10 point lead, I think they'll be right in it to the end. So, yeah, with the first game, I think that they've got a chance. And maybe the biggest news, and not a lot of people down here are talking about it, is the defection of Texas and OU. So I just got off the phone about 15 minutes ago from a real good insider, and this is how it plays out. Do you guys have your pen and paper ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. You're not going to hear this anywhere first, I think. I was looking on Twitter. I don't see this. So it looks like it's probably going to happen in the 2023 season. So Texas and OU will go to SEC. There will be four pods of four teams. Each team will play that team in their pod once each season, and the other three pods, you'll play two teams from each of those pods. So you'll actually get to play every team in the SEC at home once every 4 years. And this is how it's going to play out. A&M will not allow Texas to be in their pod. It's going to be Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and Arkansas. LSU, A&M, and both Mississippi schools. Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and Vandy. And Channing's Florida Gators, Georgia Bulldogs, South Carolina, and Kentucky in the fourth pod. And what I'm hearing now is the teams that will be left out will be Iowa State and Kansas are reaching out to the Big Ten. Oklahoma State and either Texas Tech or TCU to the Pac-12. And then probably Baylor, Kansas State, and the loser of that duel between TCU and Texas Tech to the Mountain West. So that's how I'm hearing everything is going to play out. And it's going to happen in 2023 season. And the SEC, every team in the SEC every year will make $75 million to start every year.
Big money, baby.
Yep.
Hey, and something that jumped out to me, Lee, that's great information. I did write that down because I had, now we just got to beat the Bulldogs, South Carolina, Kentucky every year. We'll be in a good situation. Did you? I know you're a professional handicapper, Lee. You've won us a lot of money, bro. You're great at what you do. Did you just say that you've watched 70 spring games?
70 spring games. Watched every major. Now, there's some teams that are tough to find. The Louisiana Monroes. Watched every single one of them. I can tell you, Alabama is loaded. I mean, their second and third running back are better than anything Miami has. But it's the first game. And it's not as big of a difference coming off last year. If we had to play Alabama last game last year, they win that game 66-7. So this year, you know, new team, first game, Miami getting a little bit better, getting King coming back if he's healthy. I think it's going to be a 10-point game going into the fourth quarter.
See, that sounds crazy to me, Lee. Is that the craziest thing? Like, are you watching AAU games if somebody goes to a college? Like, is 70 spring games the craziest thing you do for preparation?
I'll watch probably 115 before it's all over. I mean, I'm looking for an edge. Channing, I'm looking for – like, there was 1 year, Texas, their quarterback went down, and the line didn't move. They were playing BYU in the next game. And I had actually gone to – I used to go to 10 to 15 spring games a year before YouTube came out. I happened to be at that game, and I'm like, they don't have a backup. And the line moved maybe 1 or 2 points. That's it. And I think BYU won something like 35 to 10. It was a blowout. So if you have time to study it – and, you know, I like watching the Olympics, but I'm not betting on the Olympics or Korean baseball like when we had the COVID shutdown. I'm not betting on stuff that I don't know about. I mean, yeah, I go to the racetrack once every couple of years, and I'll sit and have lunch with a friend and you know, bet 4 or 5 races just for, you know, to have some fun. But I'm out to win money, and I'm looking for every advantage. And a lot of times, when I'm watching games at home in my man cave, I'm not going to the Alabama-Miami game. I'd love to go, but I got games to watch and to grade. And if I can find something, a lot of times the best things that I find are in games I don't have money on, and you find something and you put it down, and later in the year, might be 2 weeks, 5 weeks, or the last week of the season or a bowl game, comes into fruition where a backup comes into play, where I've graded out the best two offensive linemen aren't going to play, and the line's not even going to move on a situation like that.
That's incredible, though, Lee. Like, 150 spring games is you're going to need a lot of peanuts and a lot of orange soda to get through 150 spring games.
Hey, it could be worse, right? I mean, I'll have some ice cream and things like that mixed in. So I'm not going to have orange soda and peanuts every night.
Again, we're talking with Lee Sterling. The website is Paramount Sports. Now, you do this every week with us. You give us your three bets heading into the sports weekend. So let's hear it.
Okay, so we're going to start off with a baseball game. And one of the most popular bets of the day yesterday was the Twins and the Angels over 9.5. In fact, 91% of the public that bet on the game bet the over. the public hammered it. And then Nelson Cruz got traded to Tampa Bay just before the game. If you ever see a game where 85% or more of the public bets on the game, if you bet the opposite, you're going to make a lot of money. And if you're on the other side and you don't want to bet the other side, just get off the game. That would have been the right side. It ended at 9, and the line was 9.5, and it was a loser if you bet it. So you have to wonder about the motivations of teams like the Twins with the deadline coming up. It's one thing if you're, you know, the Orioles or the Rangers who are expected to be bad this year, but it's another thing if you're a team like the Twins who expected to contend for the division and have been the biggest disappointment in Major League Baseball. The Cruz trade, I think, last night impacted that game. It impacts the Twins' mindset moving forward. How about this? They have a pitcher going tonight. He has an ERA of 6.15 this year. It's actually even worse at home, 8.41. He's in the bottom 10% of all starters, J.A. Happ, in everything from barrel percentage to expected batting average to whiff rate. And he's getting up and going up against one of the best lineups in Major League Baseball against left-handed pitching, which are the Angels here. Second in OPS, sixth in batting average, fourth in home runs here against lefties. I love the L.A. Angels money line, minus 120 here over the Minnesota Twins.
All right, so L.A. Angels money line over the Minnesota Twins.
Yep. And I'm going to give you a fight, and we're going to give you two selections in this fight. So what I like here, we're going to go to the UFC fight night on Saturday and the co-main event. In the 135-pound bantamweight division, 26-year-old American Kyler the Matrix Phillips battles 25-year-old Brazilian Roland Palva. So Phillips comes in with a 9-1 record, with his only loss by way of split decision, and all the way back in 2018, I thought, to a far more experienced fighter who is now 20-5. In his last fight, he was really impressive. He handled a very highly respected Song Yadong and gave him his first UFC loss. Palva is normally a 125-pound fighter, and when fighters have to move up, we see they usually have problems. He missed his last weight weigh-in, and he. I think the UFC is telling him, hey, you didn't come in, and you didn't come in and wait, so you're going to do us a favor here. We want you to take this fight on short notice, which he is here. He won his last fight, but it was less than an impressive decision victory. Many people feel he lost to an average fighter at flyweight. He's never faced a fighter with Phillips' skills, and he's going to learn that there are levels to MMA. Unlike Neo and Phillips, Palva is not the one, and will only be able to control not the Matrix here, trust me. The Matrix will dominate and easily finish this one. We're going to take this. Okay, so it's minus 270 for the Matrix to win. We're going to play him money line minus 270. And we're also going to play him money line plus 270 to win this fight inside the distance. What that means is he can win by TKO, KO, submission, or even disqualification. So our second and third selection will be on a money line, minus 270 to win, and also a plus 270 inside the distance. We have that much trust here in the Matrix.
He's Lee Sterling. There you go. His three bets for the weekend: LA Angels money line over the Twins, and Kyler the Matrix Phillips. I try to match your enthusiasm there, Lee, over Roland Paiva at minus 270 and the money line at plus 270 to win inside the distance. Again, follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Visit his website, ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling, always appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Lee Sterling there. Again, Paramount Sports. I do love the UFC nicknames. The Matrix, Crowder.
I'm in.
Kyler, the Matrix, Phillips. You're in?
Yeah. And The Matrix, one of my favorite movies of all time, so I'm in.
All right, perfect. All right, that makes sense. Perfect. Coming up in the next segment, later on in the show, we are going to hear from Joe Zagacki again. He spent some time, if you were listening to us, in the first hour of the show, Big Ten Media Days. But coming up in the next segment, I want to get an idea of what a successful Dolphins season would look like, according to former Miami Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder. So we'll do that in the next segment here in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's great.
Hawk and Crowder.
Just an hour and like 15 minutes away from the Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday.
Oh, can't wait. Boy, my father-in-law brought a big box of oysters over last night. We were grilling oysters. We were drinking Funky Buddha hard seltzer. I had me a good night last night.
All right. Did you pull out the seltzers? Because you had said that you were in the mood for a seltzer yesterday. So I don't know if you ended up coming through with that or not.
Oh, no, that's what happened. I was, you know, it's usually the seafood and beer, but I told you, man, them hard seltzers, they got me. I wasn't even, I don't like seltzer water, like growing up and all. But I'm telling you, man, I told you yesterday, if Funky Buddha puts anything in a can or bottle, it's going to be delicious. They can bottle vampire blood, and I would drink it nightly because it's so good. So, yes, I might have, I think I knocked out about 10 hard seltzers. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying facts.
Yeah, you're crazy, man. I don't know how you drink like that, bro. Like if I drank 10 hard seltzers, I used to drink a lot in college, but bro, I just stopped drinking during the pandemic. It like excessively, you know what I mean? Like I stopped drinking to the point where I was unconscious on the floor. If I drank 10 hard seltzers in one night, like I'd be on the bathroom floor for the rest of the night.
Man, but the mango guava?
It's fire. It's fire. I'm not hating on it. It's just 10? That's crazy. That's you gotta be a tank to put down 10 anything. 10 beers, 10 hard seltzers.
Well, I'm about 270. I don't know if that's the tank status.
I think that qualifies. Yeah. I done got a little thick,
as they say. But bro, did you say you stopped drinking during the pandemic? You might be the only person in the world.
Yeah, I know that's weird. Like, I tell people that, where the pandemic came around, and I was drinking a lot before, like, heavy drinking before, and I don't know, I just, like, dialed it back. I rarely drink anymore. It just, I don't know, I guess because I was being such a club rat, like, I was just going out every night, throwing money at clubs that the club shut down, and I was just like, all right, well, I guess I'm not doing anything anymore.
I got my certain liquor stores that I go to, or my all my drinking's based around where they give me my hop gun and my hard seltzer. So the liquor stores that hold the Funky Buddha and, you know, distribute it, I talked to him, like some of the owners that I know. Bro, he was like, the pandemic has been great for business.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, everybody else drank more. Everybody except for me drank more during the pandemic.
You're weird. See? Special, weird, you know, unique, whatever you want to call it. You're different.
Yeah. All right. I want to get into this, and we'll probably have to circle back, as we like to say. We'll probably have to revisit it later on in the show because we're up against it here. But Good Morning Football, the show on NFL Network. We've talked about, I think we've had on Peter Schrager before, Kyle Brandt as well. And they put together a success template for the Miami Dolphins this season. So before I read these four, do you want to maybe guess what the what's on this template for success? So basically, what has to happen for the Miami Dolphins to have a successful season? Do you want to guess what a couple of these are, Crowder?
I would say number one flat out is Tua. Tua becomes a Pro Bowler. Number two, Tua works out at quarterback. Number three,
Tua.
Tua protected by an offensive line. Number four, all these weapons catch a lot of balls. Tua throws to them.
Number five, all the above. Tua Tagovailoa. So, yes, you have it right, but they go actually a little more in depth. So, number one was beat the Bills and make a statement. Ooh. And which is interesting to me because I guess now in the AFC, that's the blueprint, right? Like, that's what you're trying. It was the New England Patriots for, whatever, two decades. Mm-hmm. Now it's Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills feels weird, right? It just feels weird to say that, but after what we saw last season, that is it. That's what the new creme de la creme is in the AFC East.
Yeah, and that mountain is nowhere close to a Tom Brady Patriot mountain to climb.
Right.
Like when they go to play the Patriots, especially in Foxborough, you're like, well, you know, even though the Dolphins go about 500 against them, you just feel as if, like the Bills don't have that respect. And I know they won a division. I know the defense is good. Josh Allen is a Pro Bowler, and he surprised me. I had to, you know, put my foot in my mouth about saying Josh Allen is inaccurate and will never work out. Over the last 2 years, Josh has balled out. But this is nowhere close to so they're saying, oh, now the Bills run the AFC East. The Patriots ran the AFC East. The Bills are in the driver's seat right now. I think this isn't sustainable for a decade. This is just a good team right now. But if Tua works out, the defense of the Dolphins is better than the Bills' defense, numbers wise. So now if Tua becomes Josh Allen or better than Josh Allen, the Dolphins take over the division.
Bro, if Tua is better than Josh Allen was next season, then like that, the Dolphins hit. The Dolphins found their franchise quarterback for the next whatever 10 years. You know what I mean? Like then that would make all the questions about Herbert and whether Tua was too injury ridden. Like all that goes out the window. Like you have found your franchise quarterback. And next, to your point, Tua Tagovailoa to quote prove them right. So I mean, I guess. And to be fair, Good Morning Football hasn't been on this like media tour of ripping Tua Tagovailoa because it's felt like that all over ESPN, Fox Sports, NBC. Like everybody keeps questioning whether the Dolphins made the right pick or not. And to be fair, Good Morning Football hasn't. They like Tua. They still think the Dolphins made the right move. But we've talked about it. Tua does need to prove that the Dolphins made the right choice with the 5th overall pick.
Oh, 100%. And anybody that's criticizing Tua, like really, and I'm with you, I've heard so much dumb stuff about Tua. And I want to say lose respect, but I look at you sideways. If you already think you can evaluate Tua, if you already said, oh, yeah, this guy's not it. Oh, Herbert's better than him already. A COVID-ridden year, this man was pulled out and ended the game by Brian Flores, which he is our head coach. That was a decision he made. Putting Fitzy in, taking him out, down by 10 against Denver, taking him out. If you really honestly think you can evaluate Tua as we sit here today, I don't know how much football knowledge you really have. Let this man get a year in. Let him get a camp in, OTAs right now, what they've been through right now, what we're talking about, him throwing to Waddle, getting with Devontae, getting with Gesicki, you know, solidifying that line, understanding the playbook. I know he got criticized a lot about not knowing the playbook inside and out when he said that, you know, last year he didn't. Let him get that playbook down, which is a new playbook because, you know, they changed OCs. If anybody thinks they know what Tua is in the NFL right now, I don't think you understand football.
And that's not like a detriment to Tua or an indictment on Tua. It's just, hey, like, we need to see more, and that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he was a bust. It doesn't mean that the Dolphins should look to trade him. It doesn't mean that, you know, we have anything against Tua Tagovailoa. Like, I feel like Dolphins fans get mixed up in that. Like, it's okay to criticize somebody, and it's okay to want to see more from him, but at the same time, it doesn't mean the Dolphins messed up the pick. You know what I mean? Like, one doesn't equate to the other. I want to get to more of this from the Dolphins success template from Good Morning Football, but we're up against a break, so we'll do it in the next segment. We're going to do headlines, and then we're going to hear again from Joe Zagacki, who's out, or I should say, who's in Indianapolis, not out in Indianapolis. He corrected me earlier. He's in Indianapolis. He's talking to some of the head football coaches from the Big Ten. We'll get to all of that shortly.
Aloe, aloe. Steven, play my song, big dog. Got to go to Lou. That's Lou Beckroach Chevrolet. They're the best. You got to go to the website. Go to Lou.com. That's GOTOLOU.com. See which one of their two South Florida locations is better for you and then search their awesome inventory. One in Coconut Creek, one in Pompano Beach. They have those beautiful Chevys that y'all love. I see y'all looking at mine. Leave mine alone. Lou Beckroach Chevrolet got plenty for you now. Go out there and get your own. Stop staring at mine. You can't have it. Coconut Creek, Pompano Beach, Immaculate showrooms, award-winning sales staff, award-winning service departments, and thousands of new and used vehicles in stock ready for pickup or delivery. I've told you this for years. Nobody has ever and nobody will ever sell a Chevy for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Some people don't know this. Lou Backroad has South Florida's best selection of top-quality pre-owned vehicles as well. They're a used car giant. Sure, they got used Chevys now. They got the Chevys, but they got so much more. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams, tons of Highline vehicles, Mercedes, BMWs, Lexus, Porsches, and even Teslas. Best used car prices in South Florida. And every used vehicle is inspected, and anything that needs fixing is going to be fixed by those award-winning service departments. And listen to this. No credit, no problem. Lou's been around so long, the banks don't even question their customers. Lou got your back, therefore the bank got your back, and they're going to watch out for you. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You were supposed to homintosh me a couple months ago. You ain't never homintosh me.
I'm gonna.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.